E Radio.
I finally managed to get Robert on the line. You would think that he would at least be on time, since he's always on time for his Zoom meetings. Robert, how's it going?
Good morning, team. How are you?
It's actually Friday afternoon.
Good morning. Yes, it's always morning. It's always morning. We're always morning here.
Robert, it's so nice to talk to you. I just want to ask you a question. Why do you always come running into your into these videos with these shorts? And what's the story with your curtains?
No, the curtains are always in the way, you know. They're always open. And I need to close them. But often I can't close them in time for the meeting. And I always push play on my meeting. And I think, shit, I haven't closed the curtain yet. I'm going to run back and close the curtain and come back again. And I'm always wearing shorts. Because like Rian Kruiwagen, you never wore long pants either. Because you can't see below his chest. So I never wore long pants. I never wear long pants in meetings. And I always have to run back and think, oh shit, I don't have long pants on. And everyone sees my shorts. Every week they see my shorts. And it's so embarrassing. Susan sees them. Melody sees them. Brett sees them. And Susan went away during lockdown for 3 weeks to the payment holiday. It was a payment holiday. She went away for 3 weeks on a payment holiday. And I said, no, if FNB says a payment holiday, your money must pay. Not you must go on holiday. And she went away. She was arrested twice, Susan.
Yeah, in your latest video, you said that she reversed. I think that was Susan. She reversed on the on some kind of highway.
Yes, she reversed on the M4, you see, because the curfew is at 10 o'clock, but the restaurants close at 10 o'clock. So she left the restaurant at 10 o'clock, then she reversed on the M4 to get home earlier. You see, if you drive backwards, she thought you can go back in time, but you can't go back in time. All you do is you go to jail. That's where you go, if you reverse on the freeway.
Oh, Robert. But anyway, just one more question. I know our time is limited. I just want to ask you, why are you always so close to the camera in your videos?
Oh, you know, because I don't trust them. And also, if I go closer, then they listen to me. I don't trust my team. You see, if I'm closer, closer, then they can't go away, because I can see them better when I'm right up like that. Because I don't trust, especially Brett, I don't know what he does in the morning sometimes, because he's very slow, you know. And I'm trying to see if he's smoking something. I'm trying to look on his lap, but I can't see. I'm trying to look on his lap there, what he's doing, but I can't really see. But I'm going to bust him one day.
I bet you he's stoned. Definitely.
I think so. You know, what's it? Mountain cabbage, they call it, the kids these days.
So when are you stopping these Zoom meetings and actually going back to the office, or are you not planning to go back to the office?
No, the office is gone. I sold it. It's gone. I sold the office. We're all working on Zoom now. I needed money here.
What kind of company are you running anyway?
I'm not allowed to talk about that. I'm under strict rules not to talk about the company. Okay. Yes. Okay. I can one day, but the big boss, who's bigger than me, who wears long pants in meetings, he said I can't talk about this, but okay. He wears long pants in meetings.
I'll let you go, Robert. I'll let you go now. Can you please give the phone to Rory if he's close by?
Hold on. How's it? Hello, it's
Rory Petzer.
Hey,
listen, I love your work.
Oh,
really.
Thank you.
Robert is a favorite. I do like Susan a lot as well. She's kind of growing on me. But Robert is definitely a favorite.
And the women love Robert, hey? The women love him. Like, he's so sexy, this man. But he looks ridiculous. He's with his big glasses on. He's clumsy. He's close to the screen. He's always wearing ridiculous shorts. But yeah, everyone seems to love him. And Brett. They love Brett too.
Yeah, but I think Robert's very 80s, isn't he?
Very 80s. Yeah, no, he's still stuck there. He still watches those old Body Beat videos.
Rory,
hit that Body Beat, boy. Beat, boy. He still watches those.
Rory, shame. I know you're actually on air at some huge radio station right now, so I really appreciate the time. But I just wanted to say and say thank you to you, and also ask you, how do you cope during difficult times like the lockdown right now? You're obviously using humor.
Yes.
How is it working for you?
So, I'm actually a really, really anxious person. So in real life, I'm extremely anxious. I'm on edge all the time.
Mm.
Lockdown made me really anxious. The threats of losing our jobs, pay cuts and stuff. So I think with most comedians, most of us behind closed doors, we aren't, you know, as eccentric as we are when on stage, you know. So I use that, those little meetings and stuff, to bring out the happy in me, if that makes sense. Because
absolutely,
I look forward to making those meetings. I look forward to scripting them, like I look forward to doing them. And it sort of brings out the happy. So I think if I didn't have comedy, I don't know where I would be. I wouldn't even be able to get up in the morning, I think, especially during lockdown. I needed something funny, you know, something to... I love entertaining people. Watching people laugh makes me happy. So I think that's pretty much it.
And your Zoom meetings are quite a hit on Facebook, definitely.
They are, hey. I'm so happy. I'm so shocked, actually, because, you know, I bought, the day before lockdown started, I bought 4 wigs. I don't know what it's going to do with them. I bought 4 wigs, and I thought, I'm going to use these wigs for something.
Okay.
And we had our first Zoom meeting the next day, our first work one, and everything went wrong. People were unused, and I was like, you know what? There is a comedy in here somewhere. There is a comedy skit in this somewhere. I was like, you know what? And I just wrote down, who can these characters be? And then within 3 days, I had this thing done, and I was like, wait, people aren't going to like this. This is ridiculous. This is stupid. No one's going to like this. And then all of a sudden, everyone loved it. And I think it's also due to consistency.
Yeah.
I kept on doing them regularly, so people got, yeah. But to be honest, I'm still shocked that everyone loves them, because to me, they're like a little bit stupid, but, you know, everyone loves them, so I'm happy.
But also, you take current topics, like the current Theresa May thing and clicks. How do you come up with all these quirky things on memes and stuff? And then obviously you always say, hey, please don't block me.
Yeah, please, because my brain never sleeps, eh? Like, it never does. There's like at least a billion tabs open every 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm just closing tabs all the time, and then my brain doesn't switch off. Like, I've got so many other jokes lined up that I've emailed to myself to post tomorrow and the next day, because I just can't stop. It's crazy.
A born comedian. Rory, I know you gotta go, so thank you so much. And also, it was great, and we must catch up again sometime. Love your work, as I always say. And can you just leave us with a Theresa May joke?
Okay, Theresa May joke, I'll tell you one thing. In the country at the moment, we're struggling because we're losing a lot of stuff. We've lost chocolate log, we've lost electricity, we've lost 500 billion, now we've lost Theresa May as well.
Thank you so much, Rory.
Before I go, I want to say a massive congratulations to you. I'm so proud of you. I'm in awe of you for what you've done.
Aww.
And I wish eRodeo everything of success. Really, really. Like, I'm so stoked for you. It's so, so good. Like, really.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations, Leon. And it's amazing. Really,
so
really
much.
Amazing. And you've worked so hard, and I've watched your career. Wow.
Thank
it's incredible.
You. Thank you so much, Rory. Means a lot to me. I've also been following your career since you were in the Eastern Cape. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ian.
Have a super weekend and
you
keep
too.
Us laughing. Thank you so much.
I will. Cheers.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was a super chat there with comedian Rory Petzer. Check him out on social media right now. The guy is a hoot and a really, really nice human being.